And good morning. You're listening to The Latin Alternative. I'm Byron Gonzalez, and welcome to the show. This is Por La Mañana Con Sabor right here, right at the 9 a.m. hour. And for those of you that have been listening all hour, you already know we got Stephanie Valencia here in the studio. She is finally here. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we've had you in here before, and you did an acoustic set for us, and that was really great. But now you've done so much since then. It's been almost a year, I think.
Has it been a year?
About. It feels like a long time.
It feels like a long time.
Yeah. But thank you for coming back again. I know you've been up to a lot. You've released new music.
Yes.
Music video.
Yes.
And we have so much to talk about. But first, let's introduce your whole band, because you have a whole band here today.
I do. I brought my whole team this time. So this is El Fuego. We've got Dan on guitar, Anthony on bass, and Fernando on drums.
They all send their saludes out to the audience here. So you just released a new music video not that long ago.
It's not brand new.
It's still pretty new. Yeah.
Released Colores recently. And it was actually very exhilarating for me because it was something a little bit feminine for me, because I'm still like very rockera, like, you know, and so to do something a little bit more feminine, like I'm in the pool swimming, like, and then the guys are in there and we're kind of just, it's a very relaxed, laid back music video, very summer style, pero it was just an amazing concept because it's just really the essence of how we are with each other. Like we're very just relaxed, like how you see us in the video, just laughing, and that's who we are. So I really loved that. It was kind of bringing people into our home of what it's like to be around us.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm also wanted to talk about the other music video, Así.
Es Así. Es Así we released, and it was, you know, that one was...
I think it was released kind of after our last session.
So
we didn't really get to hear that song until after. I'm like, oh, it worked out kind of...
It worked out pretty beautifully. But Es Así was my unity anthem, or is my unity anthem that I wrote for Latinos all over the world, especially after everything that was going on. In the music video, my band is actually in it, and you know, we're rocking out.
It's so intense.
That's what we wanted. We wanted an intense rock video, Latino alternativo, really, right. You know, we wanted that.
Yeah, and that's the first song you have in store for us today?
Yes.
Am I correct?
No, the first song we have in store for you, actually, we're going to do Colores.
Okay, let's do Colores. Yeah. Just brand new. You're listening to the Latin Alt. We got Stephanie in the studio with Colores.
Tras otro a mí misma me perdí y ahora dice que dejé el sueño. Es una mentira, es algo que invento. Colores y flores en mi mundo que soñé. Colores y flores en mi mundo que soñé. We'll be right back. ese mi mundo que soñé.
That was Stephanie Valencia with her latest single, Colores, here on the Latinol HD3 live in session too. Thank you for playing that song.
Of course.
And for those of you that don't know or just tuning in, make sure to check out the music video as well. It's on, up on her YouTube right now.
Yeah, it's on my YouTube.
Yeah. So you've been doing a lot of things. I heard you were telling me you just got nominated first round for the Latin Grammys.
So actually the guys didn't even know, so they get to hear it now.
Whoa,
so,
breaking news.
So I've actually been in a really good place, and so I became a Latin Grammy member last year and went to the Latin Grammys, voted, did my due diligence, because I've been to premios before. Uh-huh. You know, you get one is being a spectator, another thing is you're a part of something that's so amazing. So
that's
cool. Year I submitted SSC, the music video and the song, and just to see, I was like, you know what, it's my first time submitting myself. Like, being an independent, you kind of have to take the reins. When you've worked with other people, they do it for you, so you have no idea. So this was my first time taking control.
That's
and
cool.
Doing this for myself. So I submitted myself, and we made it to the first round of nominations for the Latin Grammys, for SSC, for Music Video of the Year and Song of the Year. And so I was like on fire with like enjoyment at the fact that I submitted ourselves for the first time, and we got made it to the first round ballot. So to be on Song of the Year next to Marc Anthony, Natalia Lafourcade, Maluma, and Mon Laferte, like being next to some incredible artists, Alejandro Sanz, and you know, getting to be to see my name on that ballot, and it was like, oh wow!
Yeah.
And nominations were announced yesterday, so we didn't make it to the final nominations. But the fact that it's, you know, it's something that's doable for anybody out there that's trying to accomplish their dreams. It's something very exciting.
I'm sure. And then you're doing it all by yourself, you know.
Yeah.
And you're out there hustling every day.
Yeah.
And you're about to release a new album.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's exciting too.
Yeah, we're releasing a new album November 1st. Soñando en Color is going to be released. And so, you know, the industry's changed so much. Before it was you'd release the album and you'd buy the album and then you'd get the singles and you'd get to see the video for the songs you already knew. Now you hear the single, you see the music video, and it's just single.
Yeah, it's so weird, right?
And then all of a sudden the album comes out with all the songs that you've already
heard or probably already have.
Exactly. So it's such a different concept. So now it's, you know, the compilation we're coming out with, Soñando en Color, which we'd love to have you. It's going to be, so if anybody wants to come, like, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a red carpet event, amazing performance. We're going to have Ruby Clouds opening for us. It's going to be a party afterwards, you know, cumbia all night and maybe some rock songs, of course. And we're going to be performing at Lucky Strike Live in Hollywood.
So. Yeah. Everybody's invited.
Everyone's invited. November 2nd.
Yeah, keep up to date with her on her Instagram as Stephanie. Oh, Miss Stephanie.
Miss Stephanie V.
Yeah, but you can find her under Stephanie Valencia. It's all the same.
You can find me anywhere.
Instagram figures it out for you. So this next song you got in store for is SSC.
You want to hear SSC? I can tell Byron wants to hear SSC. We're going to wake everybody up on the radio right now.
Yeah, I mean, ever since I saw the music video, I was like, let me see that live. All right, you're tuned in to the Latin Alt. We got Stephanie Valencia here with her new song, SSC.
De pie hasta el fin, ya no
This is the Latin All HD3. We got Stephanie Valencia right here in studio. They just played their song, Es Así. Now I know just from the lyrics, it's kind of like just about empowerment, just kind of fighting back. But is there anything else behind the song?
So originally when I wrote it, it was El Sismo en México had just happened. And I mean, it gives me chills like thinking about it now. It was so heartbreaking, like what was going on in Mexico and then Puerto Rico, the hurricane that they had happen, and it destroyed us as a people. And then Guatemala had their volcano that erupted and they had so many casualties, and it was this like cry for help that I kind of felt like you felt like you couldn't do anything, and people were trying to like rise up and help each other. And it was this, I wanted to kind of help out in the movement as much as I could. And then with what was going on in Venezuela and Nicaragua, and then what's taking place now on the borders here, it became where Unidos no seremos vencidos, where it's like, if we're united, we will not be divided. We will be strong, and we're gonna rise up. And so it became that, because I feel like if you get Latinos together, we have no problem rising together. But mm-hmm. I think it's I wanted to be able to reach out to my brothers and sisters and all of Latino America and be able to write a song for them to hopefully help their people rise up and the future generations to rise up so we don't crumble as a people. So that was where SAC came into play, and it was great. We performed for El Grito in downtown LA, and we got to perform right before the Grito, and we closed with SAC, and I had everybody, like, you could see like these little fists wanting to rise. They'd do like this, and then I finally was like, raise up your arms, and then they just all screamed, and it was like this, you could tell they were like storing it. Like they were holding back, and when I finally gave them permission, which we don't need permission. We shouldn't need permission to say, you know, how you feel. You shouldn't have to ask for permission. But I gave permission. I was like, you know, raise up your arms. Let me hear you scream. The crowd went wild. You saw all these fists up in the air going like, yeah. And it was something so moving. And it's like, this is why we wrote it. We want people to have something where they feel empowered, where they get that ganas inside of them.
Right. And now that's amazing. That's the type of music I like to listen to, you know, just kind of incite action. But with your new album coming out November 2nd, just to remind people, or November 1st, right?
November 1st,
November
yes.
1st. And what are some of the themes you're going to be touching upon and that listeners could expect from the new album?
So it's called Soñando en Color, and it basically is about, I'm a creature of the night. I always tell people that. The guys know this. I'm like, we're creatures of the night. It's, we write, and it's this industry that people have such a perception of, especially, you know, Latino families have such a perception of like, ay, te gusta la música rock, y, you know, why don't you do something else? And it's about following your dreams. Like it was such an empowering album. Like the whole album is just about empowerment, about being true to who you are. Soñando en Color is about, you know, ahora sueño por mí. It's, even though you're telling me like this is a fantasy world that you're dreaming about, it's like, yeah, but it's mine. And I'm gonna fill it with colors and flowers if that's what I want. And then the next song, which we're gonna do, is called Sueña. That's the next single to be released. And Sueña is about, I wrote it for the dreamers. I wrote it for, because there were so many people that were so scared they weren't gonna be able to finish their education, that they were gonna be taken from their homes, and they had this, we built them up to have this dream, like, you know, you could be the future president of the United States. And all of a sudden it was like people's dreams kind of crumbled, where we got put back in to this place, the state of mind that we are limited to what we can do. And so Sueña, I wrote where you don't have to do anything so huge. I mean, if you do, fantastic. But sometimes it's the smallest things. It's, don't be afraid, like, dream on. Like Guns N' Roses says, dream on. Like it's yeah. It's really important to encourage the future generations that it's okay to have these dreams and to aspire to get there. and not make them feel like, oh, no, no, well, that time has passed. Like, that doesn't exist for you anymore. So that's where most of our music has been about empowerment. It's always has like a positive message. Even the relationship songs, it's a powerful message where you don't deserve this.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
deserve better.
Women empowerment
yeah,
as well.
Or even
just
man
itself.
Empowerment. Yeah, I know everything. A lot of caballeros out there who I don't understand what you're doing.
Right.
But yeah, so that's what you'd expect November 2nd. And when you see us live, like here, it's weird because I feel like I'm so close to you guys, but so far, we like are...
Yeah, you're moving back and forth,
yeah,
and you're really using
we're wild.
The space.
We're wild animals. We're creatures of the night.
Yeah, here we got a lot of chords and stuff. You got to watch out. No, but you're going to be playing at the Lucky Strike.
It's Lucky Strike Live.
It's going to be great.
Yes, it's going to be fantastic. So if you do want to come to our album release show, please, by all means, message me. We'll put you on the guest list. It's free.
There you go.
And we'd love to have you.
There you go. So this next song, what's it called again?
This one is called Sueña.
Sueña, here on the Latin Alt HD3 with Stephanie Valencia. Tuned in to the Latin Alt HD3. I'm Byron Gonzalez, and I'm joined in the studio here with Stephanie Valencia, and she just played her newest unreleased track, still.
Sueña, yeah.
So exclusive to the Latin Alt. It's called Sueña. Yeah, thank you for playing that.
Of course.
already looking forward to that new album.
Oh, I'm so excited. Like, so excited of, you know, what's to come. And it's like I said, it's been a journey. It has been a journey from Obstáculos de una Flor, which it's, like, so poetic because Obstáculos de una Flor is about overcoming obstacles. And now we're here on Soñando en Color, and it's just been great. We've been playing a lot of shows, and the support we've been getting, it's magical. It really is magical.
And now, do you already have a video planned for this one?
We're in the works of it. I've been meeting with my director, Philip Forteza, who's amazing. Been meeting with him regarding the storyboard and looking for locations now. And
yeah, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot.
I don't know how
work.
You do it. Every single you release almost has a music video.
Yeah,
and they're just
it's work.
Great quality too.
It is work. I'm not going to lie to you, but it's, you know, it's discipline. That's a lot of it. It's when you want something so badly, and that's with anything. Like, you know this. It's you have to work at it, and you have to
put in the hours.
You have to put in the hours. Put in the effort, and it's. Majority of what you do as an artist, especially being an independent artist, it's X amount of it is craft and talent, and then the rest of it's business.
Yeah,
and
it really is.
The business part of it, I was telling you, like, I am terrible when it comes to my social media. Like, I'm not very good because I'm not the type of person that likes to take selfies. Like, I'm not very good at it, and they always come out crooked. Like, I don't have that mastered, and I don't like to hear myself, like, talk, so that's why I don't really put my videos of me just saying, like, what, you know, hi.
Right, like the stories and all
this
that.
This is when we're in the studio. Like, I'm very,
I'm eating a salad today.
Like, I'm having, you know, I'm terrible at it until somebody's like, oh, you should video. I'm like, yeah, you know what, I should. Like,
yeah.
I live in the moment as much as I can. And I think that's also the hardest part is being an independent artist and, like, influencers and bloggers. It's also being able to live in the moment and enjoy what you're doing.
Right.
Because
then it just goes by in a flash.
And then, well, then it just goes into the cloud.
Yeah.
It's not in your memory cloud. Like, can you actually say, this is how I felt in this moment? Or were you so focused on what your filter was?
Right. Yeah, it's true. You spend so much time, like, figuring out in post.
Yeah, in post what you experienced. And I'm all about trying to really live in the moment as much as I can. Like, even in the lyrics of Sueña, he bailado cada instante que he podido, is if there's an opportunity to go dancing, I am dancing. If there's music playing, I am not the person that holds back. I'm dancing at the supermarket.
Like, right.
That's who I am.
So you got a lot of work ahead of you. You got that party to plan.
Yes,
got the album to release.
Yeah, we're in San Jose for Viva Frida Fest on October 5th. And then we'll be at the San Manuel Indian Casino in October. We're also at Alvera Street. So a lot of things.
That's good.
Happen.
And now, what are you? One last question. What did you feel like the process of creating this album versus creating your first album?
Well, my team.
Yeah.
But that's really where it came down to. It's Obstáculos de una Flor. It finally became a project that I funded, did everything on my own. I was by myself in even the music videos. It was me asking for, like, hey, you want to be in my music video?
Okay. Uh-huh.
In this case, it was, hey, guys, we're doing a music video. You know, I'm Stephanie Valencia y El Fuego. So it became – it feels like there's more fire in the second album, like us really having this opportunity to ignite ourselves and just blow up. And that's what we've just been doing.
That's awesome. So we're going to be
able
to hear all that fire on the album. That's awesome. Well, thank you for stopping by today.
Of course. Thank you for having us. It was a blast.
Yeah. For those of you just tuning in, sorry.
No, it's okay.
You missed the whole session. But otherwise, if you want to catch more of Stephanie, you can always catch her on her Instagram by Stephanie Valencia.
Miss Stephanie V. MSSTEFNIV.
There you go. And you can also catch her at the Lucky Strike November 2nd. Look out for her new album coming out November 1st. So there's a lot of things going on. You're listening to the Latin Alt HD3. I'm Byron Gonzalez. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be back with more music.